Thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Simply Auto LLC. If you're looking for a car, go by and check out Simply Auto. They have warranty programs, and best of all, they have guaranteed credit approval. No credit issues are going to be too much for Simply Auto LLC. They're on Stadium, south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro, or you can check them out online at simplyautollc.com. That's Simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. It's Monday. It's the 11th day of December. We are 2 weeks away from Christmas. We bought nothing.
Yeah, me too.
I thought about that. I've bought a couple of things online that haven't come in yet. So I technically don't feel like I have anything ready because I haven't wrapped anything. Does that make sense?
Are they gifts?
Yeah.
For who?
My kids.
Nothing for your husband yet?
No.
We had the legitimate discussion over the weekend about, hey, we're not going to buy for each other.
You should set a limit.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, because she's like, she knows what she wants, and I would rather honestly go pick my own stuff too.
Yeah.
I'm awful about that. Just give me money. Really tough to shop for.
I cannot imagine.
Well, because, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I might be a little bit picky. I know exactly what I want. I just don't typically go and spend it.
What do you want?
I don't know what I would want this year. Maybe I'd want some new workout clothes, You know, more trendy looking ones.
Like some leggings.
Like some leggings like Phil Vassar had on last night.
Yes.
So we go to the Phil Vassar and Kelly Pickler concert last night as a giant family. My three and then Kelly and Joey.
We spent hours together. Happy family.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music. I've said that before, but like a couple of the songs that Phil Vassar has written that weren't like the standards are really fun Christmas songs.
Yeah, they were.
Like that Santa's Gone Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I loved that one.
And the Naughty List with him and Kelly Pickler was
really
cute.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really care to hear, you know, some
just
of the...
Just not the roast here.
You don't like that stuff?
But what I did like was I thought Phil Vassar was awesome. Because like he'd get up there on the piano and it was like you're at Silky Sullivan's, right? And they have the dueling pianos, but he's up there by himself. And he's got the grovel in, or the grovel, what do you call it? Grovel or
grovel.
He's got that in his voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, la, 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 la. And then he did Piano Man with the harmonica. And he was playing the harmonica, the piano, and singing at the same time.
Extremely talented.
Dude, I left, and I was a fan going in. Mm-hmm. I left even a bigger fan of Phil Vassar.
Me too.
That's pretty cool.
Kelly kept talking about his pants.
I think everyone there was talking about his pants. There is a song. It's extremely popular in my household.
How does the song?
It's by Jimmy Fallon, and it says, "Everybody's talking about my tight pants. Yeah. I got my tight pants." I'm pretty sure that it was written about Phil Vassar.
Dude, they were so tight. Kai kept saying, "Are those leggings?"
He kept asking me. Me and Kai got to sit together.
Yeah,
and he kept asking me. Look, Eric keeps saying, look at his pants. Like when the 8-year-old kid notices the pants, then, you know.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So he played football. He told us on the phone he played football. And I think, you know, he probably, you can tell by the way he walks, it sometimes like, you know.
He'd been injured, yeah.
It's either knees or hips or something, you know, that kind of probably hurts him a little bit, you know, because he played football for many years when he was younger and stuff like that. But Kelly sends me a text. And I have my phone on silent like most people do when you're at a concert.
Well, mine was on silent as well.
So she's like, check your phone. Check your phone.
Oh, my God.
Down the row, she's talking. So I'm like, oh, God, there's no telling what she sent. And then let me read you what she said.
Oh, no.
Do you mind?
Well, I don't, but it's going to make me sound really mean, but I wasn't trying to be mean.
She says, is he half ape?
Oh.
Because of the way he was walking,
man.
He did have a walk to him.
No, it was his walk was so... I'm surprised he doesn't address it more.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just...
Like he should call it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever met a celebrity, though, and you were like, man, they look a little bit older than I thought they were? It's like, I met Al Roker, didn't actually meet him, saw him.
Yeah.
And he was struggling to walk. Now, I understand he's a little bit older than Phil Vassar, but still, I was like, dang, this guy's on TV, and you really can't tell, but he's...
Because he doesn't move.
Well, that's part of it, but his hips look like they were in bad shape.
Really?
His knees or something.
One thing I liked about him, he was so down to earth. Definitely someone you could go have a beer with sit down and really hear about his life. Seems like he's had a really interesting life.
So she sends me, is he half ape? And the first thing that comes through my mind, because I'm thinking about his pants being tight, I'm thinking she's checked out his package.
Oh, my God.
No, they were so tight, I don't think you could have seen his package.
Because they're too tight.
Yeah. Yes.
Like it would have gone into David at the parade.
Correct. It would have. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's extreme.
Have you had the recovery?
Oh yeah.
Of said mission.
Yeah.
You're good.
My dad was even asking me about that yesterday.
Did you show him everything was back to normal?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had so many of my friends that were either there or heard about it. Just, I mean, send text messages, just how funny it was and, you know, loved it.
Oh, thousands.
And how their kids were like crying.
So like the initial text or the tweet that David sent out, how many people saw that? Like on just one tweet from your account?
Like the original, if I get 100 retweets on this.
Yeah, wasn't like 7,000 or maybe more?
Let me look, because it might have actually gone up. The last time I checked, let me see here, finding it. I have so many notifications from all that stuff.
I'll tell you this, on the page of David going through the parade, right, on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Let's see here. So far, that there's been 6,300 people who have seen that post, that one post.
That's
pretty.
Lot.
That's, I mean, that's a lot of people who were laughing along and just the reaction from watching people as we went down the road. And we talked about this in the after show on Friday. Just the people who looked up at David like, this dude's lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was something over 6,000. For whatever reason, this is messing up.
So anyway, David did survive. He didn't get sick. I was worried a little bit that I would hear from you over the weekend where, like, it was a delayed effect on a cold setting in or something.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And he'd be sick on Saturday.
No, I felt great all weekend. I didn't get bronchitis or anything. It was a little bit hard to breathe that night, but...
awful.
Yeah, and I have a friend who's a pharmacist, and I was texting him about it, so I was making sure everything was good, and he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. So
you also have a cousin who's going to be on The Bachelor.
I do have a cousin who's going to be on The Bachelor. It's kind of crazy.
She's good looking?
She's really pretty, actually.
I mean, if y'all
want to say
it
for
that,
you, David. It's okay
say
to say your cousin looks good.
I can't say
I'm not
that.
Saying you're attracted to her,
yeah.
But you can say, oh, she's a pretty girl.
I guess she's pretty. Is that the correct way to say that?
Do you just guess or you
if
know
if I
she's
was
pretty?
Her and my cousin couldn't say that I was attractive, I'd be let down.
We're not saying you want to date her again.
People have told me she's really attractive.
He's still being weird with it, right?
I know this audio lives forever and you can manipulate it. So
I'm not
going to
manipulate
that. That is true.
I don't manipulate the audio.
That is 100% false.
As
Dwight Schrute would say,
false.
Whatever. So are you excited that she's going to be on there?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous yet. It hasn't really kicked in. But, you know, it's like all this stuff with Raven Gates. You saw what was going on with her and you're like, ugh.
You never know. It seems like they always try to take, which Raven did really well, but it always seems like they try to, whoever's on a reality show, if they're from one of the southern states, it typically seems like they make fun of us. It just does.
And I've heard rumors about what she allegedly says on the show to intro it. And I'm like, I don't want to see my cousin say this stuff.
Is it about hooking up?
Well, it involves the word wiener. Because that's where she's from.
Oh, that's fine if she says she's from Wiener.
Well,
when it comes down to it, we're all from Wiener.
Allegedly.
Brandon Baxter.
That's that was my joke in school. People would be like, oh, you're from Wiener. I said, yeah, aren't we all? But no, allegedly, according to like those rumor websites, I don't know how true this is, but her thing is she comes out of the limo, right, to meet him for the first time, and she has one of those little... hot dog wiener whistles.
Yeah.
And she blows into it and says something along the lines of, I hope you have a big one.
Oh, no.
Surely she didn't.
I hope that's not right because I don't know if I can handle my cousin saying that. But
everyone will remember her now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the rumor out there. And, you know, they made the hometown visit. So, you know, she made it really far into the show. So it's like,
so it's over and she's back.
Yeah, she's back.
That'll be fun.
Do they go back and do it live for like the final rose ceremony stuff? Or
I think so.
Do they?
The final rose, yes.
So I bet she goes back and does all that kind of
stuff.
Well,
not the final. I'm talking about like the
after show stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
After
okay.
the rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe she has something to do with that. I don't know how far along she gets. I mean, I just know they did the hometown visit.
Which
so.
Is what, top two or top three?
I think it's normally, it could be top three or top four.
Okay.
Yeah. So she
still
makes
a big
it,
deal.
Yeah, she makes it really far.
Were there any stories on what happened when she was in town?
I just saw a bunch of the vehicles. I haven't really talked to the family about that kind of stuff. I can't really.
Because they don't talk to you.
It's not because of that.
You had another cousin who came in here.
Yeah.
That Alexis. She didn't even know she was your cousin.
Alexis didn't
That's
even know
not
she was your
true.
Cousin.
True. Yeah, she knows that we're related.
She didn't tell us.
Well, maybe she didn't, but I don't. How many times do you walk into a room and say, "Yeah, that's my cousin right there"?
I think if I
walked into a room with my family in there, I would say, "Hey, this is my cousin. I've known him my whole life." Like, think about that. Legit.
I didn't know Alexis until we got to school, though, because she was about 7, 8 years older than me, something like that, maybe even older.
Man. Hmm. There's a recurring theme here that none of David's family claims him. Have you noticed?
I just don't see him a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't see my family much either. I'm trying to see if we have a response from Tia. I got nothing. So it looks like Tia has just now launched her own Twitter account, right?
Yeah, she's probably trying to figure it out, too.
Well, I bet she's had one before, right? She probably just didn't do any more.
I don't know.
What was it? Tia? There it is. 91.
I'll keep sliding in her DMs until I get an answer.
Don't slide.
Quit sliding.
Slide into her room. Just slide into her room. You know that, the Goo Goo Dolls? She follows Raven Gates, Tim Tebow, Andy Cohen, Khloe Kardashian.
Does she follow me?
Chris Harrison, Chrissy Teigen.
Does she follow me?
No.
Kelly on K-Fine.
Sweet.
Jimmy Fallon.
Does she follow me?
She doesn't follow you yet.
No.
I followed her.
It doesn't show up. She's actually blocked you from following her.
Oh. What if I have been blocked by her?
Be embarrassing with
her. Oh, dude. I don't know what I'd do. I'm going to check right now. I'm curious.
Tell me how she's your cousin.
My grandpa's sister, it's her granddaughter.
So you're not even like really, really cousins.
Yeah,
you guys
are
like distant cousins.
No, we're not. We're third cousins, which is still cousins.
He's weird about cousins.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
She is my cousin.
I mean, kind of.
No, it's not. It's not kind of. It is.
You think she's going to have pictures of you up on her social media?
No.
Here's my cousin.
No.
Now that I've started this journey on The Bachelor, I would like to talk about my cousin, David.
My cousin. He's on the radio. What was she like when she was younger? Good looking?
She was really nice. And
Good looking?
She was a little bit older than me. So,
how much older?
2 years. 2 years older than me.
That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What?
She's a lot older.
She's really
I didn't say
older
a lot.
Than me.
I said she was a little bit.
I mean, that's very little.
You still see each other in high school if you're 2 years apart.
Yeah, but I was such a dork in school. I didn't talk to anybody.
What did you do?
I was just a dork. I tried to play basketball and I was awful.
See, I didn't talk to people either.
Yeah, I was just like one of those kids, like tried to avoid everybody I could. I had my one friend and Edgar, and we stayed in communication.
And I got to meet Edgar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Edgar.
Yeah.
He's a podcast listener.
Yep, he is.
So that's a good friend, though.
Mm-hmm.
If he was your one friend. You chose the best one.
I did.
Yeah, it's like my friend Joe. Like, I can't tell you any other friend from school. I can't name one other one. Like, my graduating class, Plano Senior High, 1995, probably 1,500 people. I can't tell you one other name from school other than my friend Joe.
Even a girl.
Well, I could probably name some girls.
Ooh, yeah.
But it wasn't because
name
they talked
girls.
To me.
Name some girls.
No, because that's weird.
No, go ahead.
Because that's weird.
Just one. Just
no,
first name.
You keep asking me how hot my cousin is.
Just
go
first name.
Name
just
girls.
A first name.
Like the girls that everybody thought were like, oh, mm-hmm. They're the ones.
Yeah, what's your full name?
I'm not going to tell you a full name. I would like to see what they look like now, though.
I bet you do.
Because there was this one girl I remember in elementary school. It's funny because like... Somehow the ones in elementary school, like, you know, oh, she's the pretty one.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of stayed pretty throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Like all the way through high school. And then she became the cheerleader.
Yeah.
The best chicks out there are the ones who got hot later in life because they didn't realize they were like hot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were super modest about it.
Who are these people that
oh,
you speak
like,
of?
You know.
Who?
You know.
Do you have one in mind?
No.
So Kelly showed me a picture of a celebrity, and she's like, this is somebody who David thinks is really attractive. What do you think? And my response was,
Who was it?
You had more of a response.
My taste in women is much different than David's taste in women.
I agree.
Who is the celebrity?
Do you
want to
say?
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, she's really pretty.
Who I adore, you know, Pitch Perfect, and she's got an awesome voice, and she's really, really funny. But I just, you know.
On a scale of pretty, where would she be on a scale of David's pretty?
Oh, she'd be like probably an 8.5.
Okay. Where would Jana Kramer be?
Probably up there too, about 8.5.
Oh, so we agree on that
one. Yeah, she's really, really attractive.
Who could I go with that I would think is attractive that he wouldn't think is attractive?
We do it almost every day.
Leave us out of it.
Stop it. We say a name almost every day. Excuse me. I forget who I'm in the room with. So let's stupid. See. Okay, so you've talked about Carrie, Jana.
You think Carrie Underwood's pretty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, we've talked about.
Nicole Scherzinger, think she's pretty?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Scale of 1 to 10 on a David scale.
Probably like a 6.5 or a 7.
Jessica Alba.
Probably about the same.
Jessica Simpson. Oh, you're dropping down even further, aren't you? Brittany.
No, she's pretty. Brittany used to be pretty.
He's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. I'm not tough. Brittany's pretty, but she's like, she's done so much surgery.
Or filler. We're not really sure if it's filler.
I think
it's
probably mostly filler.
I don't, it just.
So you go in and basically what they'll do on those fillers and stuff, it's either filler or they can go in and numb the muscle to where the muscle doesn't even move. So you can't make certain faces.
Yeah. And it's just, it's done something to her. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, 'cause my wife's done the stuff on her forehead and loves it. Swears by it. Says she's going to do it forever. She's 30 years old and she's like, but look how much more smooth. And I can tell it gives her more confidence, you know? So
do you rub her head?
Be like, man, I didn't realize how pretty you are without your lines.
To me, it's like, okay. Yeah.
Do you rub her
awesome before, but.
Do you rub her head and say, this is like Florida Georgia Line?
What do you mean?
Smooth.
That's adorable.
So, did you ever go to get your stuff filled in?
No, I haven't yet. Saving.
Are you going to get filler? Or are you going to do.
No, I'll probably do Dysport? The Dysport stuff.
Because, yeah, that's what Leslie did.
Just forehead stuff. And then in my little 11, right above your nose.
Let me see your 11. Scrunch a little bit. He doesn't really have an 11. I have Stranger a permanent things. One.
Like I've never noticed it.
I never did either until I was in there and they told me I had it. And I'm like, oh, now I notice it.
I don't know what an 11 is.
It's this thing.
You can't tell.
See the 11?
Oh. I'm wearing a do-rag today, yeah. So you can't tell.
I can barely see your eyes today.
I like how you're bringing the do-rag back. We haven't seen this since
bringing do-rag back.
The early, mid-2000s.
So
what's the
and
motivation behind it?
And it was sentimental for me today when you walked in.
I always do it when it's, well, like, it'll be first couple weeks of it being cold. I don't know, just.
You didn't the last 2 years.
No, I typically wear one every year as I get ready for the Christmas parade on the way here. I don't wear it during the parade.
Yeah.
But then, so after, I just put it back on after that.
Because it's the pink one. That's the one you've had. Is that the pink one?
This might be. Oh, no, that one's pink and green. Y'all, I have a huge amount of do-rags because I wore them all the time.
But the pink one just is the one I vividly remember.
This is the legendary do-rag.
I really haven't seen you in a do-rag in years.
So I was reading this thing and I showed it to my wife last night on, BuzzFeed or something. And it was the things that guys over the age of 40 shouldn't wear. And Leslie was just giggling because there was a lot of the stuff that I still wear.
Like what? And I'll tell you.
I don't remember now. But it was like, you know, graphic tees and.
I'm going to always wear graphic tees. I don't care.
But there's some of that stuff that they say just isn't really, you know, cool anymore. And I would imagine do-rags probably would be on the list of things you shouldn't wear over the age of 40.
See, I just don't. Think about Bret Michaels. Think about.
Yeah, but he's cool.
But like if you go to the lake or if you go like.
I'm not at the lake. I'm at work.
So?
Right?
You think about
it's
it
December.
Too much.
No one's going
Where
to the lake.
Where would you want? No one's going to see you today.
Right. Now that's true. We'll see if she remembers anything that was on there. I don't know if I've dialed the number or not. Welcome back to the after show, right?
There we go.
I'm the one guy who can't dial a phone.
What's your number?
Hello?
No, she'll go, hello.
Because she'll know it's after showtime.
Your phone's broken.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Leslie.
What's poppin'?
Hi.
Hey, what were the things we were reading last night that guys over the age of 40 shouldn't wear?
Things that pertain to you.
Ooh. Or that, yes.
Or that. There were quite a few things on the list, right?
Uh-huh.
Like ill-fitting clothes, I remember that.
Yeah, fanny packs.
Well, I don't wear
fanny packs.
You think my clothes are ill-fitting?
Sometimes.
What like does too tight
or baggy? You pick them.
What?
You've picked them.
And you've changed since she's picked them, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even go there.
What do you mean?
You're going to start thinking you've gained weight or something. Heaven forbid.
Was that one of the things in the list?
What?
Tight fitting clothes.
Yeah.
Well, it was that. But there's like, my wife goes through these weird phases where sometimes she wants my clothes to fit me snug. And then sometimes she tells me the same outfit that she loved a week ago is too tight a week later. And I've gained...
That's not true.
That is 100% true.
Can we talk about where I think it fits too tight sometimes, or is that inappropriate?
Oh,
no,
man.
Of course you can talk about it.
Yes.
This is a family show where we can talk about anything.
Ridiculous.
Come to us with your problems. What is it, Leslie?
Is it inappropriate?
We're on the after show.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're basically saying it without saying it.
Okay, so you think sometimes it's too tight?
His jeans in a certain area. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about his...
Look at him looking down. He doesn't know what to say. Are you speechless, Brandon?
Well, because I don't even know how to respond to what she's saying. So the other day she said, well, let me just take a picture and show you how silly that looks. And she's got her phone down there around my crotchal area.
Crotchal.
So, but the truth is, I'm just honest. And it's not like I have anything to brag about. So it's
my word.
These pants have become an illusion. Because I'm telling you, I ain't impressing anybody.
That's why you wear them.
I ain't going to impress anybody.
An illusion.
There are people who would be like, oh, they would have pity on me.
Oh.
Okay, that's not true, but...
First of all, don't talk about it. I can say what I want to about my own privates.
But that's like us saying, oh, she was trying to show her cleavage off, like if we weren't or something. Like if a shirt's a little bit tighter.
Right.
It doesn't matter how big your cleavage is, right, or how much you actually have, if your breasts are large or small. If you're showing cleavage, you're still showing cleavage.
Correct.
So maybe it doesn't matter if my privates are small or smaller.
Right.
If my pants are tight.
Yeah.
Who chose these pants?
I didn't try them on.
Well, you brought them to me. And why would you try them on?
You tried them on.
So my pants are too tight in the crotch. So now we've flagged everybody who is going to possibly see me in public.
Everyone.
To check my
crotch. Right. Everyone is
going to just immediately look at your crotch.
Yeah, well,
let me look.
What do you think, David?
David, let me look. Wow.
What?
David,
what do you
think?
I'm just trying to make
sure. Walk over there.
Here. Will you stand up?
I'm never going to walk again. Put a blanket over my lap.
He's going to crawl like a snake now.
Glad we could have this discussion.
Well,
you asked.
We're done with the podcast. No more after shows after this one.
What
I'm
was
sorry.
The other one, though, for real, that you were on the list?
Do-rag?
Yeah, the do-rag. What do you think? I would imagine the do-rag would be on the list of things you shouldn't wear past the age of 40.
Yeah, but we were laughing about two things, and it was the tight-fitting clothes and something else.
Something else I do. Shark tooth necklaces was one.
Oh.
You don't wear those.
Horizontal stripes was another one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, white and black.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Well, but it was saying horizontal stripes. That was just the image they used. But there was a bunch of funny stuff. Also, I showed her, what else did I show you last night? I showed her the Janet Kramer thing. Unfortunately, no, I didn't.
She's like,
Oh, we get back from the concert last night. So we've been gone for a couple hours. We went out on our big family outing with Kelly and Joey. And when we get back to the house, I notice that something is different about the house when we open the door. The alarm's still set, but there's something going on. The dog, who is like 12 weeks old, I guess, is
out. And a miniature pony.
He got out of the...
Out of his...
kennel?
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
He opened the side door and had spent the last 3 or 4 hours roaming the house, dragging all of Kai's toys all around his room.
Jeez.
And left a steamer in the floor.
Whoa.
Oh, and you're not talking about Stanley Steamer.
I'm not talking about Stanley Steamer.
And guess who had to clean up that?
I believe Stanley Steamer actually works at D&W, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's Stanley Stickler.
Oh, that's what I meant. Stickler.
Isn't Stanley Steamer the carpet cleaner?
Stanley Steamer, tough on dirt, gentle on carpet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He did not go on the carpet though. He went on the tile. So it was just,
oh, that helps.
Yeah, we just we smoothed it into the grout and we're good now.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's what
Let's
typically
not say
do.
We because you didn't even Jeez. It sat on the floor for 30 seconds while I was still getting stuff out of the car.
Well, because it was like it was freshly baked. Y'all, it was like when you take food out of the microwave and there's still steam coming out of it. Like,
how would you even know? Because you didn't clean it up.
Oh. So we don't. Our dogs don't go in the house, right? So anytime you have to pick up, you know, hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know. We do it too.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Except his Ace's poops. Your German Shepherd is going to get bigger and bigger.
I'm gonna start keeping some.
Are you?
We're gonna have to get like a bolt and put on his kennel.
Yeah, because somehow he was able to open it, which is crazy.
I didn't even know it had a side door.
I didn't either. And the side door was open. And then I started thinking, did somebody come in and let the dog out? And then I thought, who let the dogs out?
Oh, I wonder why our alarm didn't go off.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, because he was just roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell he knew when we got home that like, he wasn't supposed to be roaming around. Because I think if he were faster, he would have gone back in his kennel.
Do the other dogs roam too?
No, they were put up. They didn't get out. No, they don't. No, none of them.
It'd be funny if he went and let them out too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Be free.
Yeah.
She's like making a Beethoven movie where Beethoven lets all the animals out. All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Make me lunch.
No.
I'll be over for lunch too.
David's coming over. He feels left out since he wasn't invited to go have dinner with us last night.
Yeah, so I'm going to make
our family fellowship, as Kelly called it.
It's our family fellowship.
Right. Now that we can't afford to eat the rest of the month, we should really.
Hey, thanks for that, Kelly. I'm never going to hear the end of this ever.
I know. I've heard all about it today.
Gosh.
Right. $100 meal.
It was fun.
It was. Speak for yourself. What?
Take it back.
I enjoyed seeing Joey. I don't get to see Joey that much.
No.
I see Kelly too much. All right. See y'all later.
Bye. All
right.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Love your boobs. Two, I mean. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
Mm-mm. Bye. Bye.